USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the United States has now administered more than 105 million doses of coronavirus vaccine. The new number showing that nearly 69 million people have received at least one dose, with almost 37 million being fully vaccinated. Even with rapidly increasing vaccination rates, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's still worried about another surge in new infections. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that with the spread of new variants, he worries cases could quickly start to rise again.
There's always the risk of another surge, and that's the thing we really want to avoid, because we are going in the right directions. That's why I get so anxious when I hear pulling back completely on public health measures, like saying no more masks, no nothing like that. I mean, that is a risky business.
And President Biden has made his first comment on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Briefly speaking to reporters outside the White House on Sunday, he commented on whether the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway, and we should see what it brings us.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
One of the Democrat Party's top lawyers has been hit with sanctions by a federal court.
Mark Elias led a team of attorneys to file lawsuits to expand ballot access in swing states. Republicans and former President Trump criticized him, saying that he was being used by Democrats to steal the 2020 election. The Epoch Times reports that Elias has been sanctioned by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and several of his colleagues were admonished. The sanctions are for an ethics violation and submitting a redundant and misleading filing. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And NFL quarterback Drew Brees announced Sunday he's hanging up his cleats. Brees retiring from the NFL after 20 seasons in the league, 15 of them with the New Orleans Saints. He retires as the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards with over 80,000 and sits second all-time in touchdown passes and completion percentage. He's also the only quarterback in NFL history to throw for more than 5,000 yards in a season more than once, accomplishing the feat five times. He holds a revered position in Saints history, leading them to the franchise's only Super Bowl championship in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A travel ban remains in place for travelers from most of Europe, as some nations in the European Union deal with a new surge in coronavirus cases. Italy is the latest nation to announce new lockdown rules to go into effect this week as variants of the virus continue to spread. There had been some hope that restrictions on both sides of the Atlantic could be lifted this summer. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin says it's too early to say whether the bans will be lifted then. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that Europe has a lot farther to go in terms of getting its citizens vaccinated.
As the vaccination program rolls out, I believe opportunities will arise, but it's just far too early to say yet, and particularly in the context of the summer. We have a significant journey still to go in terms of vaccinations and in terms of keeping the virus down. Because as you know, in some member states of the European Union now, the numbers are going back up because of the prevalence of the B117 UK variant, which is much more transmissible.
And police are investigating two shootings over the weekend at what are being called pop-up parties.
A party on the south side of Chicago erupted in gunfire. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic. Our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. In the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument at a party on Saturday morning.
As individuals began fleeing the location, additional shots were fired outside.
That shooting also happened in a building that was used as a makeshift lounge. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.